Maryland's Morning News with Brian Niemann on WBAL at WBAL.com.
7:19 on Maryland's Morning News. Bob Schieffer joins us now, the host of CBS's Face the Nation. Israeli troops in Gaza, plane shot down over Ukraine. Man, these are some interesting times we're living in, Bob.
Well, I tell you, I think it's like the world has gone mad all of a sudden. I mean, when you look at what's happening, I was on the CBS Evening News earlier this week, and Wednesday, I guess it was, and I was talking about how, you know, I couldn't remember so much turmoil in so many different places about so many different things at one time, and that was on Wednesday, and then Thursday, this plane is shot out of the sky. I mean, you can't close your eyes for a second, or you're going to miss something that's going on. But you know, this is a very, very dangerous time we're in, Brian, and it just underlines that, you know, once the shooting starts, you don't know what it's going to trigger, and it's usually the unintended consequences of these things that prove to be the worst part of it, and that's what we're seeing here in Ukraine. The best intelligence that we have, Mike Morrell, who's the number two, used to be number two guy at the CIA, who's mm-hmm. now a CBS contributor, says he thinks what happened in Ukraine is that these Ukrainian rebels thought that they were firing a missile at a Ukrainian aircraft, and the missile either missed the Ukrainian aircraft or you know, something went wrong, and they hit this civilian airliner by mistake.
Yeah.
But having said that, what difference does that make to the nearly 300 people that were on board the plane? They're not going to come back to life if they decide that this plane got hit by mistake. But
it doesn't. I do wonder, though, if that narrative that is out there that they didn't mean to shoot down a passenger plane, but they were okay with shooting down cargo planes, as if that makes a big difference. It's still now.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, some people have suggested that this is an act of war. I mean, people in Washington have said that. That's pretty chilling stuff.
Well, it may well be. And that's what I'm talking about, you know, whether by accident or design, we are where we are right now. And where does this thing go from here? That is the worrisome thing. I mean, what is the United States response going to be if it turns out they did this on purpose and say there were, you know, two dozen Americans on board that plane? You know, I find it very interesting that, you know, we're now as far away from this crash happening as we are, and we still have no word from the U.S. government as to whether there were U.S. citizens on board this plane. It may be that we don't know, that we don't have the information to find out, but I find that very interesting still don't know that.
It is strange. And we talked with CBS's Terry Schultz, who's at the airport in Amsterdam last hour, and she said it's possible because some of them were on a connecting flight and they didn't scan their passports when they were in Amsterdam. That may be one of the reasons, but we know so many other people exactly where they came from. Why don't we know about Americans? It is a little puzzling.
That's what I think. And I mean, we're really getting very little information from our own government. I mean, the president, in a very, very brief statement when he stopped off in Delaware to talk about rebuilding the infrastructure in this country, made a very, very brief statement. Now, we know he's been talking to his National Security Council people and all that, but he's had very little to say other than that. And as he proceeded on to a couple of fundraisers in New York last night. So all I know right now is I hope we're going to find out more about this thing and what we actually know about it today. But right now, we don't know very much about it at all.
Well, you start off by saying, you know, the world, is it mad? And then we didn't even get to Gaza, and the president was fundraising last night. I mean, do you find that surprising that he was out fundraising last night in New York?
I have to say that I do. I have to say that I do. And, you know, this is American politics today, where it's all about raising money to run ads on television, and this has kind of been the summer of fundraising for both the Democrats and Republicans. I'm not saying the president is not tending to his business, but it's just the idea that, you know, you know, something like this happens, and, you know, the president's at a fundraiser, and we've seen that. This is something that both parties are equally guilty of, if that's the word, because the number one objective now in politics is just to raise more money than the other guy, and that's how you get to office. So, I do wonder how that when people in other countries and see this kind of a situation, how that goes over.
Yeah, all right. I'm sure you're going to be talking about this weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on. You're going to need an extra hour or three or four, maybe the whole 24.
Exactly, Brian.
All right, we'll be watching. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, bud.
I'm Bob Schieffer, Face the Nation, here on Maryland's Morning News.